Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey.
Phil's over there.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
I think I just went out of order. But there's no, it's not like alphabetical.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So we had the Meriden mayor on.
Yep.
He's 26 years old.
Right.
He has the hairline of like a 40-year-old guy.
Just happy to hear that.
But yeah. But hey.
It shows wisdom.
I have the same problem.
It shows wisdom.
I'm coming up behind him a little bit later than him, but 26. He's the friggin' mayor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Youngest mayor ever elected.
Exactly.
In Meriden. But, you know, he has the diet of like a 5-year-old.
I would say 3, but go ahead.
Yeah.
So what hasn't he eaten? Like he did, he never tried mustard until he was on the show.
Right.
Pickles.
Doesn't like pickles.
Yeah, a staple of kids right there. Apple pie. I'm sorry. You're an American. You know how to eat no apple pie?
Yeah. How do you not like apple pie?
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Come on.
Chili.
Yeah, chili.
Potato salad he tried but doesn't like.
And then he ate a cheeseburger for the first time in his teens.
How does that happen?
16.
Teens.
Because he felt pressured to try one because everybody else was eating
it. And then he hated it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. How do you hate a cheeseburger? I'm sorry.
He says he eats them now at picnics because he was just tired of telling people, like, now I'll have a hot dog.
Right.
Like if there weren't hot dogs on the grill.
Yeah. But he puts ketchup on the hot dog, too, which is weird. I'm sorry. Again, like you said, like a 3-year-old or 5-year-old.
I do that once in a while. You
every
can't
now
put
and
mustard
then.
And ketchup on the hot dog.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah,
do
folks
you?
Do
yeah,
that.
Like
yeah, and relish, which never
I won't
and,
do relish.
Sauerkraut, which is weird because then you got the tomato with the sauerkraut. Apparently, she does that too.
I like that.
Don't stand behind her at a picnic.
Don't stand behind me ever.
I'll do mustard with the sauerkraut.
Yeah, of course.
I'll do ketchup plain.
Right.
Or ketchup if there's some kind of like pepper, onion, like.
Yeah. The onions.
You
know,
that you sprinkle
onions.
On top.
Yeah, it's almost like a relish, kind of like a pepper onion relish.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put a little ketchup on that.
That tastes good, yes. It makes sense.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
Bizarre. Is there anything out there that's really popular that everyone's tried that you guys haven't? Like, we talked about this with me, dumplings.
I'm shocked by that. It seems like exactly the kind of thing that you would like to eat. It's like the, you know, Asian ravioli. You know, it's the same ingredients.
I've had them since we had that conversation.
Right.
Oh, what do you think?
Oh, they're awesome.
Aren't they great?
Yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic. For me, Philly cheesesteak.
That's right. That one drives me crazy.
Thanks for proving it.
The reason why it makes me mad is because AJ has said to me, I've always wanted to try a Philly cheesesteak, but what's holding you back?
Right.
It's not like they don't have them here.
I just never get around to it.
Then it can't be that important.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe it.
I don't get as angry as Pam does about it, but it is shocking.
You know what? Well, I'm also, you know, I'm not eating junk all the time, so I never get around to it. I don't think of it. I have a salad.
You know what I think what happens is when you go to a place that has that on the menu, you see something else you'd rather have.
Right. If there's a place that's known for the Philly cheesesteak, then tell me I will go.
Why? But the reason it surprises me is you're the guy, you know, you're not this guy anymore, but you'd go to McDonald's, you eat 6 McRibs in one sitting. How have you never had a Philly cheesesteak in your life? How does that happen?
It's not indigenous to Connecticut.
We got some
indigenous.
Good
well, like they run around in the woods.
Exactly. Exactly.
I gotta
what's
go out and
call?
Hunt.
You know how hard it is to hunt down a Philly cheesesteak. I'm telling you, man, they're very elusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna ask anyone who's listening to this podcast that if you know of where he should absolutely go to get a Philly cheesesteak in Connecticut, email us,
please.
AJ@connoisseurct.com.
Right, exactly.
Don't ask me how to spell connoisseur.
Yeah, look it up. It's easy.
Look it up.
Right, exactly. Or if you want to bring one in. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Yeah. And then Phil's got a big weekend.
Yeah.
Well,
he's leaving this podcast and he's going, getting on a plane and going to Miami.
The Hangover 4.
Oh, Miami.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm excited because so the guy that I'm going down for, my best buddy, Sam, I've known him since kindergarten. So I'm 29 years old. I've known him for 25 years of my life.
Wow.
I mean, we've been friends for a long time. He's getting married, very excited, but he's planned this out. He's a lawyer, In New York City. He's actually just moved out to the West Coast.
All now, your friends seem very successful.
Very, very successful.
Yeah.
So that's got to suck for you. You show up at these things, they're spending all this money.
Not
and you're
at
like,
all. I feel great. This is, I'm very happy for him.
No. I know that. I don't mean like jealousy. I mean in the sense of these guys have bucks and then they want to go out and do something and you're like, yeah, I got $5.
They're
yeah,
not those kind of guys. Them. If right. we're going to do something and they can't include everybody, then either, you know, they do something different because, you know, we're all over the place now. So when we meet together, we're going to do something that everybody can do.
Plus, okay. Do is when a check comes, just excuse yourself to go to the bathroom for
yeah.
a moment.
Right. Right. That's why Phil got into a fight at that bar with the cigars.
Right, exactly, right.
Yeah,
right.
It was time to pay the check, so he went and punched the guy with the cigar in the face.
Just trying to steal
his
them.
Got his wrist broken and thrown right. out the door.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
I was blacked out drunk. What do you want me to say? Yeah. I don't know.
All right, so anyway, Miami.
It's going to be a great weekend. So Sam's a planner is what I'm saying. So everything's already been paid for. So Friday night, we get down there. Everything's all set. We got a 3-hour open bar, top shelf, all the tequila that you could ever want, and all the free tacos. So everyone's first question is, well, how many tacos do we get, right?
Mm.
So Sam emailed the place that we're going to, and he's like, look, everyone's worried because we're bringing, you know, like a bachelor party crew in. Are we going to run out of tacos? And they go, we've been open for years, and we have never not had tacos left over. So we are going to challenge that.
Yeah. You're going to be that party. It's like, well, we've been doing this for 1,000,000 years and we only ran out of tacos once.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Once.
Yeah. You're going to be that crew.
That's skinny
guys. I hope
yeah.
you guys do.
And so you're working Friday morning and then leaving from there.
Yes.
The
yes,
boss wouldn't give you Friday off.
No. What I asked in January and he said that because of the way that the schedule works for radio, which, you know, we got to be here.
That'll
yeah.
use-
mm-hmm. For ratings.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Can't
run ratings now.
Can't go. So I'm taking a later flight, so I'm going to miss like an hour of the tequila and taco party Friday.
Sucks.
But I'm going to be, I mean, that's why it's going for 3 hours. So,
you'll,
you know,
you'll catch right up.
What's going to happen is everyone's going to fill up and I'm going to show up and I'll be like, ooh, I get to eat all the good stuff now because everyone's full.
Right. The TNT party.
Or you know what'd be funny is if Phil shows up and they're like, yeah, we cleaned them out of tacos, man.
They
Phil.
Said they never ran out.
First
guess what
time.
Happened?
Hope you're not hungry.
Oh, man.
Because now they're going to cost you $30.
Have some tequila.
And then Phil says, where's the Philadelphia cheesecake around here? Steak, I meant to say.
What'd you
I
say?
I was wondering.
I was like, oh.
What? The Philly what?
Where's the Philadelphia cheesesteak around?
Did you say cheesecake?
He did.
Yes.
Hey, that I'll take that too.
I'll eat that.
Yeah. AJ, really sorry about your cousin.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Big loss.
Yep.
I never met him, but I know that I would have loved him.
I just cannot believe he's gone. I just cannot friggin' believe that.
Yeah,
it just hasn't.
He's your age. You guys were like brothers when you were
we
young.
We grew up together. I mean, you know, when we were little kids.
Well, you didn't have a brother, so this becomes your brother.
Exactly.
It's every family function,
right.
There you guys are together. Same age, doing the same
it's
stuff.
It's your childhood.
We were the kids at the kids' table. They used to vacuum down all the food as fast as we could so we can go back outside and play. And we purposely were riding our bicycles past the house looking at our other cousins. Who are sitting there crying because they don't want to eat this on their plate and they can't leave. And all the starving adults yelling at them because they can't get to the table until these little fuckers start eating. So
you were not those kids.
No, we were the kids.
Just like, finish it off, get it done.
Right. Bing, bang, and boom, done.
Yeah.
Yep. So
could have put a dent in that taco party. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we'd have demolished it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who are those two little fuckers?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
finished off all the tacos.
And that was the other part was we were also the skinniest kids also. So what happened was, you know, the rest of them were like heavy. And it's like, well, how the fuck are they? Are these two thin? We right. had like fast metabolism, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So God bless you, Michael. I'm sorry. I'm going to miss you, man.
Yeah. So tell mom and the family we all send our condolences.
I will. Thank you.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. Mom's always been there for us.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. I wish I knew their anniversary was coming up. I didn't send them a card.
Oh, yeah. I always forget like until like the last moment.
Yeah.
So theirs was late.
I'm that person in the family.
Yeah.
Who like 2 days later, I'm like, oh, hey, happy birthday.
Right. I always say it's on the way.
I'll just call.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, AJ knows. You don't have to explain that to him.
That's right.
That was a test case. When's your birthday? Today. Remember with David Biller last year? Or year before, I should say. Last year.
It was the year before. We got it right this year.
You did.
That was terrible. That was a terrible day.
Yeah.
The looks in your faces are priceless. Like you know, four deer caught in headlights, three deer caught in headlights. One, two, three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't count anymore.
Well, these guys kind of have an excuse. I don't. Like after 18, 19 years.
Right.
Like I should know.
But we have Facebook.
What are you going to do January 7th?
Right, you guys have regular Facebook.
That says when people's birthdays are coming up.
Yep.
Right. So how did you miss that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, honestly, January 7th, and March 26th, honestly, thank you.
Oh.
Well, me and Phil, like, if you remember mine, you got Phil.
Oh, yeah, no, it's easy.
It's kind of easy.
Hey, yeah, how about Pam? That's impressive right there.
That was good, March 26th.
That was pretty good.
I didn't know that until just now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I felt like Pam was going to say, yeah, I didn't know.
I almost thought it was
the 27th. I didn't know March 26th either.
Just going to black out on that day.
No wonder why I don't get any presents or cake.
Yeah, phone calls.
Who the hell's Pam?
Right.
But it also means I don't age.
I don't understand the logic. I don't get it.
Because if I don't know. There's no logic.
Thanks for that soundbite.
Got that soundbite forever.
That's right.
There's no logic.
There is no logic.
So, what's his face? Josh Scheinblum. In studio for the first time. Seems like a nice guy. I was really psyched to be on the show. Big fan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But then he covers this hot dog story, and he gets the name of the place wrong. We didn't know it was wrong until we start playing the clip on the air, and someone calls and says, yeah, no, he got it wrong. It's not Diggity Jake's Dogs, which would make no fucking sense.
Like,
I heard that. I'm
no
like, that's such a stupid name for a hot dog place. But it has to be right because he's a fucking journalist.
They
right.
check these things.
Right.
They have sources.
Right.
They're all bunches of fills.
I said, Jake's Diggity Dogs would sound better. Why couldn't they just call it that? Then someone called and said, that's what it's called.
That's Jawiner.
But after saying Jake's Diggity Dog on the air like 4, 5, or 10 times, like, I want a hot dog right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have to go there, road trip.
Yeah. It's
funny because we sort of talked about hot dogs already in this podcast at the beginning.
We've come full circle.
Did it start with hot dogs?
We did with the mayor.
The mayor. We were talking about hamburgers.
Yeah, right.
And then he said,
came back to food.
It's a condiment on your wiener.
Exactly.
All right.
And that turned into a whole thing. Right. You've got to. You're thinking about hot dogs.
Oh, my God. I have to go get one.
I'm like a half a pound away from being in the 160s again.
Oh, there you go.
So, like, I'm starting to, like, dream about food.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, I want a fucking entire large pizza for myself.
Oh.
I want to go with Phil to Miami tomorrow. Endless tacos.
Hell yeah.
I want to have hot dogs. I want to have fucking Jake's Diggity Dog. Like,
you can have the shits.
Or Diggity Jake's Dogs.
Yeah, Diggity Jake's Dogs.
Yep.
That doesn't sound as appetizing, right?
It doesn't. It sounds
like an average hot dog. Like, I can make at the house. Yeah, I can make one of those, but, like, the Jake's Diggity Dog. Now we're that's
talking.
A thing.
Yes.
I'm pulling over for that cart.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else? Hey, the Veterans Gala, the Chaz and AJ Budweiser Veterans Gala.
Yes.
Tickets are selling fast. Buy some tickets because, you know, we're supporting veterans.
Exactly.
We're supporting a guy, Sergeant Tupper, who was almost killed serving in Afghanistan.
The least you could do is come down.
Yeah. We always say support the troops, but well, here you go.
Right.
So, and this is a great time. There's always a meaningful speech and then we hit the bar.
Right. And the food there is great.
It really is.
Yep.
Yeah.
A pasta.
So all of the information linked up at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
Yep.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.